Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast here at MODEX 2020 in Atlanta. We're at the New Warehouse Podcast booth. I just got a great demonstration of a heads-up picking display, device. Johanna Bellenberg, who's the Director of Marketing and Communication for Picavi, gave me the demonstration of her booth, and now she came over to our booth to tell us a little bit about Picavi. So, Johanna, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm great.
Great. Okay. I love that. You know, most people say good, and when they say great, it makes me feel better. It makes me feel better about how I feel. So I'm happy that you're great. So you represent a company called Picavi, German-based company, that's utilizing heads-up display for manual picking process.
Exactly.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about, I guess, from your words, you know, what is Picavi and how did Picavi kind of come to be?
So, as you said, we're a German-based company. Mm-hmm. We were founded in 2013, mm-hmm. and our goal is to support the human being as best as possible,
okay.
because we believe that the human being will be and remain the most important success factor of logistics. Since 2015, the product is on the market. And then last year in February, we started our subsidiary in the U.S. as well.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's been primarily, I guess, European-based?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because I didn't realize you guys have been around for so long. So,
yes.
Yeah. So very cool stuff. I got the demo and very easy to use. I will say that the glasses apparatus is super light. We were just talking about actually. It's like a couple of ounces. And so really not something that you necessarily notice. And I wear glasses normally. So for me, it was like wearing a regular pair of glasses, basically.
And this is a very important factor because people have to wear them for the whole day of their work.
Right.
And you want to make sure that they accept the device as a supportive technology.
Yeah, definitely. So it's a glasses apparatus, which is based off Google Glass, in a way?
Yes, we are one of 17 worldwide Google partners, so we always have the newest and the brightest hardware in our offices.
Okay, so you're actually working directly with Google on this?
Yes.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and I think when we first had talked through email, you know, you said that it was through the Google Glass, and I think that, you know, when Google Glass kind of came out, it was like this cool like novelty thing.
Yeah,
it was like, you know, what's really the practical application for this? And I think you guys have found obviously an amazing practical application that really works in the real world and something that we need, definitely. So you know, Pick by Vision is kind of I guess you guys have been around 2015, so I won't say it's necessarily new. But I think for a lot of places, it is a newer thing because we've been so accustomed to using, you know, handheld devices or a wearable device. So, you know, why do you think that Pick by Vision is like the next big thing? Why is that so important? And what difference does it make in the operation?
Mm-hmm. Very good question.
Thanks.
So first of all, we combine a lot of benefits from other technologies into our technology. Most important thing, especially in a picking environment, is that your both hands are free. There's nothing more disturbing than carrying around a device when you actually have to pick stuff. So that is a very, very good benefit that a lot of people love. And of course, we are super flexible, so it doesn't matter how big your warehouse is, what kind of goods you have. We can all incorporate that into our solution. And another benefit is that we work a lot with pictures and icons.
Right.
So we reduce the text to a minimal, so we don't have any issues with different languages. And which is very interesting is that there's different studies about the human way of processing information, and we actually process 80% of our daily information via the eye, so we actually use this natural mechanism to support the worker and make everything more easy and more efficient.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, and I will say, you know, you mentioned the image there. So when I just did the demo, and the image was like, it was basically the exact picture of exactly what I was supposed to pick in your booth. So so it's very clear, and you can see, you know, exactly where you're supposed to go, find it, and then to scan it, super simple. And now we talked about there's some type of audio component as well that can be, I guess, switched on, switched off. So there is some flexibility there. So how does that work?
So we always say we have four different input options.
Okay.
So first of all, we obviously have the touchpad on the glasses, which is not the optimal way of using if you're in a warehouse, especially wearing gloves, having dirty hands in some warehouses. And then, of course, we have the ring scanner we just talked about, the little Bluetooth scanner that helps us scan barcodes. But we also can scan serial numbers that way, or just put in different letters and numbers combination that might be needed in the process, as well as the voice component you just mentioned. So we are able to talk to the glasses and give voice commands rather than having a voice that is constantly talking to us. And lastly, we have, I totally forgot to show you, the Picabi power control, which is our battery and control unit in one. So it supplies the glasses with battery for at least one shift.
Okay.
And we also have five big buttons on there, which also lets us interact with the glasses and lets us.
Was that the blue box that I saw on the counter there?
The blue box.
Okay. So is that something that would be like on the waist, basically?
Yes, the belt? So it's on the belt,
Exactly. Interesting. So now for your, I guess, your current customers, you know, how are they utilizing the technology, and what type of, I guess, efficiency and productivity improvements are they seeing on average?
So we right now we have over 80 customers in Europe and North America, growing very fast. Their efficiency is just rocketing. So depends on what system you had in place before Pick by Vision, but we generally see a productivity improvement up to 30%.
Okay.
And even compared to a voice system, which is already super fast, we are still able to manage a productivity improvement around 10 to 15%.
Interesting. So now, I guess, what the customer that you're taking from whatever old style of picking they're doing to the Picabi way of picking, right? What are they typically, what were they using typically before?
It's totally mixed. It's I think most of the times it's our Afghans, but we have a lot of companies that used voice before.
Okay.
Or even in today's time, a lot of warehouses are still using paper.
Don't say it.
Yeah.
Don't say it.
It hurts.
I don't want to hear it. It's ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah, no, I totally know. People are still using paper. Yeah. And if you're using paper, you should be ashamed of yourself, I'm saying. But use some new technology. But, yeah, so, I mean, it's really interesting, I think, you know, I think the biggest thing for me with the utilization of the heads-up display for picking is taking that physical aspect out of it. Like when you talk about, you know, using the RF gun, you have to hold that. And then, you know, I think about in certain picking situations, like they're putting the RF gun down to pick up the product, then they forget how many pieces they're supposed to get. So then they pick up the RF gun again, they look at the quantity, and they put it down, and then they're like, oh, wait, is it the right item? And then they look again, and there's so much time that's lost there. It's like, I mean, it's like seconds on the pick, but when you think about how many picks you do, especially if you're in like an e-commerce or something, I mean, you're doing serious volume. So those seconds add up to minutes, add up to hours, to add up to years over time. And so taking away that, and even I think for the employee themselves, it takes away that frustration because it's always there for them. The information is like right in front of them. There's no extra step, and they're like, oh, I left the gun on the machine or something. I got to go get it. So I think it's really, really good in that sense. So what has kind of the reaction and kind of the, I guess, adoption from employees who are actually using this? How has that been?
We have a sensational acceptance of the system because, as you says, as you said, the beauty of the system is that you have all the pick relevant information that you need in this second,
right
at the edge of your field of view. So you also generate a lot of process security. People don't have to look at the handheld again or have to repeat their voice command because it's all there, just like a heads up display in a car. You always know where to go. But you can also choose to ignore the information and only access it when you need it. So it's not disturbing any of your field of view. So you always see the forklift that's coming, or you're not running into a shelf because you're, just free and flexible.
Yeah. We don't want anybody to run into a shelf.
Yeah, that's good.
But I will say from using it, I mean, it is very easy to, you see the information there, but like, you know, if you focus outside of there, then the information is not in the way. It's not in your field of vision where it's distracting, like you said. So you still see everything else that's going on around you. So I think it's a really smart innovation, and you know, I'm happy you guys are coming more into North America too now. So now tell us about the Picavi cockpit. That's kind of the command center, right?
So the Picavi cockpit is our brand new product that we just launched at MODEX. It consists of different components, so it has three features. One of them is obviously a mobile device management, so we can, you know, manage all the smart glasses over the air. It's the same thing with your phone. If Apple shoots an update, you get it on your phone. You don't have to connect it to a cable.
Okay.
You just download it. It's the same principle with the glasses, so you have a very easy way to keep everything updated. But you can also monitor the glasses. Plus, you have a screencast function, so that's what we did as well when you were wearing the glasses.
Right.
I was seeing your screen on my tablet, which is very important if you have to train new people, for example. Which reduces also the training time to like 15 minutes. So every time a new employee comes in, after 15 minutes, they're ready to be very productive. And then we have an analytics component, which is very interesting because we can generate a lot of information in real time without having to ask IT to get us any reports that will be outdated by the time that we get them.
Got it. So it's kind of like a dashboard in a sense?
Exactly. All right. We can track all of the KPIs that you want to track. We can generate a picking heat map to see, okay, where are the areas that are really, really busy. The same thing with a Wi-Fi heat map to see, okay, is my Wi-Fi really good in all the places of the warehouse, or do I have to work on something? And then we also have a feature that lets us generate an ABC analysis. With a Pareto diagram and all the nice stuff.
I love you're saying the things I like.
You need, this is really, really great. Gives you all the potential to react in real time and optimize your processes even more.
Okay.
And then the last feature is the configurator. So the customer is able to configure new processes or change processes all by themselves.
Okay, great. So, I mean, it sounds like you've kind of designed a fully comprehensive system and picking solution that goes right into place. And you have end-to-end from the training perspective all the way to the results and the report, and you're even getting more information that you can help with the ABC utilization to help further optimize your operation. So it's really a great thing. So how can people find more information about Picavi?
Just visit our website, picavi.com. You will find all the information there, and just give us a call, write us an email. And my colleague Joe, who is the senior sales manager for America, will be happy to have a meeting or come over to your warehouse and see where we can help you.
Okay, great. We'll post more information about that on newwarehouse.com. And Johanna, thanks so much for the demo, and thanks for coming by the booth as well.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.